Welcome to the Old Testament reading. This week it comes from the book of Jeremiah, starting in verse 23 down to verse 34. Now, the subtitle for this chapter is Hope for Restoration. And we pick up God's Word, chapter 31, at verse 23. This is when the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, When I bring them back again, the people of Judah and its cities will again say, The Lord bless you, O righteous home, O holy mountain. And the city dwellers and the farmers and the shepherds alike will live together in peace and happiness. For I had given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing. At this I woke up and I looked around. My sleep had been very sweet. The time will come, says the Lord, when I will greatly increase the population and multiply the number of cattle here in Israel and Judea. Judah, in the past I uprooted and tore down this nation. I overthrew it, destroyed it, and brought disaster upon it. But in the future I will plant it and build it up, says the Lord. The people will no longer quote this Proverbs, The parents eat sour grapes, but their children's mouths pucker at the taste. All people will die for their own sins. Those who eat the sour grapes will be the ones whose mouths will pucker. The day will come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. The covenant will not be like the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and brought them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant, though I loved them as a husband loves his wife, says the Lord. But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. And they will not need to teach their neighbors, nor will they need to teach their family, saying, You should know the Lord. From everyone from the last to the greatest will already know me, says the Lord, and I will forgive their wickedness and will never again remember their sins. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his precious word in Jeremiah.